this practice is for a possibility, and possibly already a reality. Birth plans change, sometimes weeks ahead, with a date in a letter, sometimes on the day, in a sentence from a midwife. If your plan has changed, or you simply want to be ready in case it does, this session is yours. Settle in comfortably and let your eyes close. Three slow breaths first, the ones that have never once left you. In. And long out. In. And out, shoulders down. In. And all the way out. Let's begin with the feelings, because they come first and they deserve to. If a plan you loved has changed, or might, there may be disappointment in you. Maybe grief for a picture you'd carried, a particular room, a particular kind of first moment. Hear this clearly. That feeling is allowed. It doesn't need fixing, and it doesn't need defending. Grieving the birth you pictured does not make you ungrateful for the birth that keeps you and your baby safe. Two feelings can share one body. Let them both sit down. Breathe around them, not to push either out, just to make room. In. And a soft, long out. Now, three true things slowly. First, your preparation was never about one room. All those months of practice, the breath, the cues, the deep releases. None of it was training the day. It was training you. And you go wherever the day goes. Your exhale slows your heart in an induction bay exactly as it does in a birth pool. Your anchor word fits inside an operating theater. Nothing, nothing you have practiced is wasted. Second, changing course is steering, not failing. A plan that bends to good information is a plan working, not a plan broken. When you say yes to a different path, or when the path chooses itself, you are not giving up the wheel. You are turning it, with your eyes open, toward your baby. That is the most capable thing a birthing woman does. Third, every path ends in the same place. Whatever rooms this day moves through, it ends with you meeting your child. The route was always going to be the days to choose. The arrival was always going to be yours. Now we rehearse the calm that travels, because rehearsed calm arrives faster than summoned calm. Imagine the moment of change, gently, whatever distance feels right. Perhaps a conversation, a new plan being explained. Watch yourself take one long breath before anything else. Feel your feet, or the bed, or your partner's hand. Something solid found in 1 second. Hear yourself or your partner asking the calm questions. What are the benefits? What are the alternatives? What happens if we wait? Your voice is steady. It has been here in practice before. Now watch yourself move a corridor. A new room, brighter perhaps, more people perhaps, and watch what comes with you. Your breath in and long out, untouched by the lighting. Your word said silently, working exactly as it worked in your bedroom. Your softness, jaw loose, shoulders low, walking into the new room like it owns a corner of it. Because it does. The calm was never in the plan. It was always in you, and you are the thing that goes everywhere today. Of whichever route, the cry, the weight of your baby, the day arriving where every version of it was always going, at the two of you together. Let the rehearsal settle. If your plan has already changed, come back to this session as often as it helps, and let the feelings keep their seats as long as they need them. If the disappointment stays heavy after the birth, or the day felt frightening rather than just different, tell your midwife or GP. There is real support for exactly that. And reaching for it is the same strength you're practicing right now. One more breath in and out, long and steady. Open your eyes. The plan may bend. You hold. That was the preparation all along.